saying, I am not okay. It is important as a leader and as a supervisor to create a space where your employees can actually come and say, you know what, I do not agree with what you did, or maybe I do not like the way you did this. That doesn't mean they're disrespecting you or they are going against your laws or your rules, but I mean, obviously, if they feel some type of way, then it wasn't done in a way that, you know, they felt respected or seen or valued. So it is always okay as a leader to always create a space and an environment where your employees can actually speak and say when, you know, they didn't feel it was okay. Another good trait of a real leader is that he remains kind under pressure. When it's hardest to care, that's when it actually matters the most, you know. And it's so funny because some of these things, they matter the most in situations when we think they do not matter. That same time when you're under pressure, you know, that same time when you're annoyed, that is the time when you actually get to show empathy. That's the time when you get to show care. In those moments when it is hard to do so, those are the times when you actually get to try and show empathy and kindness and care as well. A real leader also recognizes that individuals carry more than just tasks. Sometimes it's grief, it's fear, or life itself, and they make space for all of it all, you know. And like I said, you're dealing with human beings. And these human beings, they go through so many things. You don't know what's the situation back home, where they're coming from. You don't know what they're going through in their lives in general. And of course, I know some of you will argue, but this is a workspace. Leave all of these aside. Unfortunately, sometimes these are not things that can be left aside. Like grief. You know, somebody just lost a wife, a parent, a child like a month ago, and you expect them to come to work and be themselves. That cannot happen. And we know, of course, you're not going to allow to give them, you know, a 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, you know, grieving break. You won't do that. You want them to work back immediately. But when they come to work, you can't expect them to be fully themselves when this person is going through grief, you know. So you have to understand as a leader that individuals carry more than just tasks that you give them. It's not just about the KPIs and the numbers that you're waiting at the end of the month. It's about the fact that also this person is a human being. They might be carrying grief. There might be fear involved or whatever. Life itself in general, so much actually gets to happen. Okay? Before I get to wrap up, once again, this is what we call the HR Hotline Unfiltered. This is where we get to speak about the many issues that we get to face in our workspaces, and we get to address them. Just taking a look at how we can, you know, create a conducive environment in the workspaces that we come from. And also, maybe we can actually acknowledge one or two things that we might have ignored, maybe, in our workspaces, and just get to see how we can navigate and move on from them. As I get to close off, experience can teach you processes, right? But empathy teaches you about people. This distinction is what separates managing work from changing lives. Hey, thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for always coming through to 977. My name is Tron Jabulani, and I'm always right here every day from Monday to Friday from 14 up until 15 hours. You've been listening to The City Drive right here on 977. Have a good evening and have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
City Drive. It's give and beat city vibe.
These days, cash payments are too risky. I need a safe way for my customers to pay when they buy my products.
Get an EcoBank POS machine. It's secure, fast, and accepts all Visa cards.
I love businesses that use EcoBank POS. No need for cash.
Upgrade your business with an EcoBank POS machine today. EcoBank, a better way to do business.
977 News.
The 977 Evening News. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Department of Immigration has detained 165 suspected illegal immigrants following a cleanup operation conducted in various parts of Lusaka with the support of other defense and security wings. A total of 182 persons were initially apprehended during the operation. Following screening, 15 individuals, the majority of whom were Zambian nationals, were released unconditionally. Two suspects, a Turkish national and a Syrian national, were handed over to the Anti-Terrorism Center for further investigations. The remaining 165 persons were detained pending further screening and possible persecution. Those detained comprise 106 Burundians, 22 Congolese, 14 persons whose nationalities are yet to be ascertained, 10 Rwandans, 3 Chinese nationals, 3 Tanzanians. Others include 2 Egyptians, 2 Indians, 1 Malawian, 1 Somali, and 1 Zimbabwean national.
977 News.
In other news, the Zambia We Want Secretary General Mohabi Lungu has dismissed what he described as lame excuses being used to avoid cooperation and unity, arguing that genuine leadership should rise above personal offense in the interest of the majority. Lungu says national unity and cooperation cannot be derailed by the words or actions of a single individual, including himself, adding that leadership must remain focused on the bigger picture. He further says if his presence is being used as a justification for failure to cooperate, he is willing to remove himself from the process entirely for the sake of progress. Lungu argues that true leadership cannot be blocked by personal grievances, warning that leaders who prioritize personal offense over collective interest are not ready to lead. Coming up next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Donald Trump says it was very dangerous for the UK to do business with China as Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer arrived in Shanghai on the third day of his visit to the country. The US president was reacting to agreements aimed at increasing business and investment between the UK and China, announced after Sir Keir met Chinese President Xi Jinping. Speaking at the premiere of a documentary about his wife, Melania, on Thursday, Trump went on to refer to Xi as a friend of his and said he knew the Chinese president very well. UK Business Minister Sir Chris Bryant said Trump was wrong and it would be bonkers, frankly, for the UK to ignore the presence of China on the world stage. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news this evening, Welshman Lauren Price will defend her unified welterweight world titles against Puerto Rican challenger Stephanie Pinheiro Aquino on Saturday 4th at Cardiff's Utilita Arena. Price, 31, has not fought since adding the WBC and IBF belts to her WBA crown with the dominant points win over Natasha Jonas in London last March. That item brings us to the end of the news. Thank you for listening. This is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
I need to send money to my brother, but he only has a mobile wallet account.
No worries. You can send money directly from your EcoBank account to his mobile wallet. Quick and easy.
Oh, that's great. And he can also send money back to my account if needed?
Exactly. Transfers are smooth, secure, and convenient.
Send and receive money with ease from your bank account to a mobile wallet and vice versa. EcoBank, a better way to bank on the go.
Radio 977 FM. Did you wake up and feel?